Mintaka and Merikara stood side by side looking down into the cockpit. Though stools had been placed for them, they could not sit, for their blood was afire with anxiety as they watched the closing stages of the bloody conflict below them. The two fighting cocks had been carefully matched, veterans of many epic battles. Both had proved their courage and stamina. They were long-legged, but their thighs were compact and balled with muscle. They could drive their wicked black spurs deeply through flesh to an adversary's bones. With serpentine necks and massive hooked beaks, they could reach out to rip away feathers and flesh, and when they'd bled and weakened their opponent, they would seize the death hold, pinning him while they stabbed into his vitals. The elder bird had feathers of gold and copper, bright as the sunrise. Its tail was a proud cascade shot with sapphire lights. The other bird was black, but lustrous, sparkling black, and his bare head was purple-red. They circled each other now. They'd fought hard and long. Loose feathers strewed the sand and drifted in hot puffs of the west wind. Both birds were bleeding, heavy, fat drops that sparkled on their plumage. Their strength was draining away, and they were slightly unsteady on their feet. However, their eyes were bright and fierce, as they had been at the beginning of the conflict.
"Please, adored and worshipful Hathor, give them both strength to survive," whispered Merikara as she clung tightly to Mintaka's hand. "Let them fight until the setting of the sun."
Even she knew how vain was her appeal.
"And keep Merin and Nefer from harm."
Suddenly the blackbird flew up head high, and then with a powerful wing beat shot forward with both legs fully extended. The red bird rose to meet him, but he was almost exhausted and his riposte lacked fire. He was slow to lift his legs to counter the thrust. They collided in a burst of feathers, rolled together, and when they separated, the red cock was dragging a wing. It was very close to the end now. Merikara sobbed aloud.
"Oh, Hathor, do not let him die!"
She seized Mintaka's arm and sank her fingernails into the flesh, leaving bright red half-moons on the skin, but Mintaka hardly felt it. She was watching with horror as the red bird staggered weakly and the crowd howled savagely. The blackbird knew he had won, and his strength revived. He went high again, springing on those long, hard legs, his wings wide and brightly glittering. He dropped and hit the red cock before he could recover his balance, and knocked him flat and fluttering. He pecked murderously for the eye, caught a fold of the wattled cheek, and hung on. The red bird regained his feet, but the black was locked into him. The red bird ran painfully, carrying his opponent's weight, and the girl screamed in the uproar, "Let him go, black shade of Seth! Let him live!" A full circuit of the cockpit the red carried him, but every stride was weaker, and at last he collapsed just below where they stood at the barrier. "He's dead!" somebody yelled. "The fight is over! Let the chasers go!"
"No, he lives yet!"
screamed Mintaka fiercely. The blackbird released his grip on the other's head and stood over him. With the last of his strength and courage, the red bird forced himself to his feet and stood swaying, with both wings dragging in the sand and the blood pouring from the gash in his neck. The blackbird seemed to be measuring the distance between them. Then once more he leapt high and for a moment towered over his victim. Then he fell upon him and drove both spurs into their full length, through heart and lungs. The red rooster crumpled under him and lay upon his back, his beak wide open in a silent death cry, and his wings shivering convulsively. The black rooster stood over the carcass, threw back his head, and gave vent to a raucous crow of triumph that seemed to rip down Mintaka's spine and made her shudder. "The god has spoken. It is finished." Hilto lifted the torn and bloody carcass by the neck, and the flag on the Tower of Bess dropped. He turned to the charioteers, who crouched behind their teams of horses. "You're free to take the red road," he cried. "Ride to death or glory." The long whips cracked, the horses threw back their heads, tossed their manes, and the 10 fighting chariots swept together once round the forum, while the crowd scattered from under their wheels, women screamed and men cheered. Then they burst through the city gates and tore away into the hills, following the line of flags.